to change your life. Episode of the Above Ground Underground podcast. I'm so happy that you joined us today. Recently, I went out on the street and I started talking to people about what they felt about 911 20 years later. It's amazing the comments that I've gotten. I'll be playing them for you today. And there's so much that we want to talk about. I want to look at Joe Biden's speech that he gave the other night, his infamous devilish speech, where he announced he's going to seek to have a mandate to force us all to put a vaccine into our bodies, whether we want it or not. And we just cannot put up with that. And that's why eternalaffairsmedia.com presents podcasts just like ours, because we want to make sure the American people have every tool, every possibility of understanding what we're facing and knowing how to respond to it, not submit to it. And so we're going to be doing our best to show you what people think. And I'm sure most of you out there feel the same way as they do, that we lost the war as a result of 911. We had actually won it. We set Afghanistan into a country that was in peace. We could have wiped out the Taliban, but we never did. And we want to talk about it today. And we're not afraid to talk about it because we have the right to talk about it. And we can tell you.
But I'm coming to you tonight with a great heaviness in my heart for what's happening to our country. This is an emergency broadcast to you to declare that it's impossible for a mere president of the United States, any president of the United States, to take upon himself to think that he can force us to put something into our body. That cannot be allowed, my friends. This is impossible to allow. If we allow it once, it will never stop. It will go on with impunity. But we have to say that we cannot submit to such tyranny. It's totally unconstitutional. This man is making a bigger deal out of things that don't matter, and he makes a little deal out of the things that do matter. I mean, he's trying to take everybody's attention off of what he did in Afghanistan and of our troops that we lost. We do not accept him as our president. We're just making a message clear that we will not submit to what he does. We are the American people. I mean, this might be our last hope to be able to stand up to a tyrannical president and staff and vice president and party. This might be the last chance to stop it. And I mean totally peacefully. I mean at the ballot box. You better get determined, my friends, to get out there and vote. If the Democrats win even one house of Congress, the House of Representatives, if they win that and don't even win the Senate, still, it will be impossible to stop what has been opened up from Pandora's box in America through Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and every single Democrat socialist in America. We got to throw them out. Well, I know we're angry. What we're going to do is peacefully go out in the greatest force possible in a massive cloud of voters for either Trump or whoever Donald Trump recommends. That's my stand. I always vote for Trump first. No doubt about that. But whoever he recommends, be it DeSantis, he's got my vote. I can think of so many. But I suspect it would be DeSantis. If Donald didn't run, he'd recommend DeSantis to be the candidate. I actually prefer for Donald to run for president and DeSantis for vice president. What a great ticket that would be, huh? Amazing. Yeah, the America would go out in droves, you know, but we if we allow the same shenanigans to go forth in the 2022 election, America's over, my friends. if the Democrats win. We won't be able to stop them, at least not by voting. He's insisting that he can make law out of thin air. That's what I said in the last podcast that I published, episode 40. I said, you know, it's amazing. We have three legislatures. It's come true. Look at there. Three legislatures. The Congress passes laws when they want to, and they decline them if they want to. And then Biden, if he can't get it through the Congress, he just writes an executive order and makes it a law out of thin air, and that he can enforce it when nobody ever voted for it. That's called a dictatorship. Donald Trump used them too, but he used them to get rid of restrictions and stuff like that to government. He didn't just go after people. Yeah, this guy, he's going to come to my house and force me to get an injection in my arm. It may be happening. I may have to get it, but they'll be holding me down without me being able to help it, because I won't get it willingly. Not now. I actually had been seriously thinking about getting vaccinated. So, I mean, I'm not terribly I wouldn't think it's the end of the world if I chose to get a vaccine. But I can tell you I'm very respectable of everybody. I have had no problem. But nobody can force you to get a vaccine, at least not legally. Is that they will take hold of this, and then at what limit will they stop? When will they say, well, you can no longer do this? Well, what they're doing right now is impossible. I mean, the most powerful presidents in the world, such as Roosevelt, he tried a lot of that stuff and he failed. No way that we're going to submit to Joe Biden. It's ridiculous. He didn't win anyway. He lost. We got to win in 2022. We got to give the House back to the Republicans. Nobody's perfect, guys. But I want to tell you what, the people on the Republican Party, in the Republican Party and the candidates and those elected to various wonderful offices, there are better people in the Republican Party than there are in the Democrat Socialist Party. Republicans are basically good Christian people. I'd say the majority of them. And I'm not a party man, but I always vote Republican because they just have better people and they stand for what I stand for and they stand for what you stand for more. But we have to stop this now. What's going on now? If we allow them to force us, I mean, it's, you know, it's almost like watching that movie V for Vendetta. You remember that? That's a great movie. It seemed like coming true. That's like someone said, I have to get a whole brand new bunch of conspiracy theories because all the old ones have come true. Isn't that amazing? We don't have to settle for this, my friends. Washington needs a good look at us, walking in peace, unarmed, just walking in mass, millions and millions of us, just to say to them, we don't accept you as our president. Look what he's done to our economy. Look what he has done since he's president. I mean, it's hard to even imagine that a man like that could do that in just 9 short months. And now, like someone told me, that the worst thing about it all is the loss of individual freedom. And he's so right. He's so right. And we have got to stand up. We are the American people. We the people. That's who we are. At least that's what I want to be. I think you too. It's our last chance. Get out and vote. Change it. That's the great thing still at the moment about America. We don't like these critters. We can send them out the pasture. And the greatest thing about America and that we can change everything, get out and vote. Start getting ready for it now. Your lives depend on it, and mine too. I'm going to vote. God give me grace. God give me life. God give me the ability. I will be out there helping our people that we believe in, who believe in the God of Abraham and who know Jesus Christ. And we need to elect them to office to help us restore constitutional America. Don't settle for what Biden told us. Take it to court.
I'm watching the commemoration, the remembrance of those innocent people who were killed on 9/11 when bin Laden came and destroyed our confidence for a while and really ended up unifying us, which was not long-lived, unfortunately, based on what we see today. And I'm listening to Secretary of Defense Austin saying that we still have clear minds. We still have the same objective. And yet he very well knows that he left our people behind, that they fought in Afghanistan for 20 years. They defeated the Taliban. They had them on the run, and then they gave it right back to them. That is an absolute insult, first to all those who died, secondly to those who served, and most importantly to their families that put them out there to defend our country, and then to take what we gained and to take what we learned and to give it all back to the enemy that we defeated. That is absolute tyranny. That is absolute treason against our country, no matter what Austin says. He is wrong. We are not in the battle anymore. We are not willing to fight against these radical Islamists. We are not willing to stand up and defend our country, and it's all for political reasons. Our country has been badly served, and our leaders are totally deceived by power and by their greed for power and money. We cannot accept their words. We cannot accept what they say. Look at what happened 20 years ago. And I'm sure that today, Ilhan Omar, who once said that somebody did something on 911, what they did is they killed over almost 3,000 of our people, not counting the people from the rest of the countries that worked in the towers. We cannot accept that. I'm sure she's having a celebration, as the rest of us remember, solemnly remember. We have terrorists in our government. We have enemies in our government. We have more enemies now in our government than we have friends and allies. Our greatest fear now is not so much for a nation abroad. Our greatest concern, our greatest worry, our greatest danger are those serving in our government today. Those that we thought we could have confidence in have totally betrayed us. They have set aside the importance of the American people for illegal immigrants and given freedom back to terrorists who destroyed America and destroyed our freedom for a time when they sought to destroy our freedom and to take us down on 911. And now we've given it right back for them to reconstitute their camps of terror once again. Joe Biden has destroyed any good remembrance that we might have. He should not show his face anywhere today on 911. He should not be present at any ceremony today because he is a traitor. To every person who died, he's a traitor. To every soldier who worked, both men and women who died in Afghanistan, he is a traitor. To all the parents who lost their children, he is a traitor to the American people, and he must go. We don't have a correct ceremony as long as he's president, the fraudulent, fake, cheating president who sits in Donald J. Trump's chair in the Oval Office. This is how I see today. I am so sad for the families who lost their loved ones. I'm so broken for the families who said goodbye to their loved ones that morning on September 11th, 2001, thinking they'd be coming home at night. They probably discussed what they would eat for dinner. They probably discussed what they were going to do that night. They probably gave each other a hug and give each other a kiss before they left, never to see each other again, all because of Afghanistan and Al-Qaeda. We went and we fought and we gave our treasure, our blood. We gave it all and we defeated them. And then Joe Biden handed it right back to them. If I had been president in these last few weeks, I would have waited until the Taliban was on the march when they were going from town to town. And we could have easily found them. And I'm sure we knew right where they were. And I would have given them the mother of all bombs. And I would have destroyed them off the face of the earth, just like we did ISIS. Why didn't we do that? Because we don't have a president. We have a politician in the White House. Donald Trump was not a politician. He was one of us and still is. We don't have anybody that loves America. We have Joe Biden in the White House. He loves China and their money. He loves negotiating with terrorists. He loves giving terrorists authority over Americans. It's exactly what he's done in Afghanistan before they left. And right now, he loves leaving our people behind. Unbelievable, the first time in American history that any leader, be it military or political, has ever purposely left anybody behind. In the past, people would risk their lives to run out into the battlefield where bullets are flying over their heads to drag a dead American body back to them, that we wouldn't even leave the dead behind. But today, we get on a plane. Our people make it to the airport. They can get past the Taliban. but can't get inside the airport because Biden said nobody else was being allowed in and left them behind. That's who we have today as our president. So I commemorate with all of you with sadness, broken heart, and memories. I know exactly, remember exactly where I was that day, and I'm sure you do too. But I will not support this president. I will not give in to this president. Previously today, I said, I'm talking about a political war that we need to win with a great mass of voters. That's our chance, our last chance, our last hope to save America peacefully. But should that fail, we have but one choice, my fellow Americans, is that no longer will we be fighting terrorists abroad. We will be forced with the only choice we have to fight domestic terrorists at home. That's where we are today. And believe me, they are more dangerous than ISIS for America because they have brainwashed our young people. They have taken this great American experiment, this great American triumph of our freedom, of our Constitution, and made it nothing and told our children that America is nothing but bad, taking every American victory and casting it as a sin against the people when it was a victory. That's where we are today. And so, my fellow Americans, those of you who suffer because of 9-1-1, those of us who maybe didn't lose anybody but lost fellow Americans, to you, I mourn with you. I'm sad with you. I'm sure you who are listening are the same. And I commemorate the sadness of innocent lives being taken who never, ever lifted a gun or a weapon against anybody, who just went to work in the morning, make a life for their families. I mourn with you, but with you, Joe Biden, with you, Secretary of Defense Austin, with you, Secretary of State Blinken, with you, Chuck Schumer, with you, Nancy Pelosi, with you, Ilhan Omar, with you, every one of you in the Democrat Socialist Party, I don't mourn with you. I condemn you. I condemn you. You are the enemy of the Republic, the enemy of the state, and you must be overthrown. And if we fail in 2022, my fellow Americans, America fails and America will be no more. You know, recently as I was praying, I heard God's voice. I'm sure you, if you're a Christian, you understand what I mean. I didn't hear an audible voice. I don't have mental illness, not like that anyway. But I heard this complete resolution in my soul that God said I would never destroy the United States of America. That's what he told me. But I will destroy New Babylon. America is not there anymore. We're done with that until we fight to get it back, until we fight to restore it. But America's gone. This is not America. America never leaves their people behind. America never runs away from a war. America never does any of these things. America stands up and fights for its nation and never, ever gives back to our enemies what we took from them. We destroy our enemy. That's not America. America is just as much a terrorist nation now as the Taliban is, because we're calling them our partners. We're working together professionally, they said. If we're working with the Taliban, we are the same as the Taliban. And I refuse to stand up and fight for that nation that we have become. If I were in the military right now, I would be finding ways to get out, because eventually they're going to tell you to turn your guns upon your own people. Probably about 90% of all soldiers would not do it, but there's that 10 or 15 or 20% that would. We cannot allow this to happen. 9-1-1 was a wake-up call, and we woke up and fell fast asleep again. What wake-up call do we need to have now? Afghanistan was a wake-up call, and this man, Joe Biden, this frivolous old goat who thinks he can tell us what to do, now wants to force you to get a mandate, wants to do a mandate on the vaccine. Are you going to listen to this crud? Are you going to listen to this terrorist? Are you going to listen to this enemy of the state who stole the election by fraud, who lied to us with impunity about Afghanistan, about every single thing that he's done? He's lied to us. Are you going to submit to a person like that? I will not. I will not. I was thinking about getting the vaccine, as I said earlier, but I won't do it when he's trying to force me to. That's my decision. That's your decision. Nobody can make that decision for us. And of course, he'll be defeated in the courts. Doesn't matter. He still did it. He shows what he is. He's a tyrant. He's a traitor. He's treasonous. He's senile. And we will not submit to him. Donald J. Trump is the true president of the United States of America. And if he ordered me, as much as I love Donald Trump, if he ordered me to take a vaccine, against my will. And if he ordered us to take our troops out and to close our air bases in Afghanistan before they took our people, I would disobey it. I would have to go to prison for that. Many of our military people feel the same way right now. We cannot let this happen. Biggest, most devastating thing is the loss of our individual freedom to think for ourselves, to choose for ourselves. I haven't lost it. I'm going to maintain it. And how about you? Don't listen to all this garbage in the government today on this very sacred day, 20th anniversary of 9/11. Listen to the American people who are weeping today. Listen to the American people who are reading off the names of those who died, the innocents who were killed on 9/11. Listen to them. Feel their hearts. Feel their pain. Remember their loss. But for these terrible terrorists inside the Democrat Party today, and some inside the Republican Party too, we don't respect them for anything. We will not submit to them for anything. We will not accept their new rules that are unconstitutional. Believe me, if they're going to break the Constitution with impunity anytime they wish, then why do we have to obey them? They're breaking the law. The Constitution is the law of the land. How many times Biden said, I don't think I have the power to do this, the authority to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's a tyrant. That's a dictator. And we can't submit to it. Now, you say, well, if we get rid of him, we have Kamala Harris. Of course. That's why we have to win the majority in 2022. So we can put him out of office. And when she comes, we can impeach her. Time to get all this squared away. Get these people out of office and some of them into prison. Or I don't care. I want them gone out of my government. I want my government back. I will not stand up for this country as it is. This is not America. I will fight against this fake America, this fake government, this tyranny, this treason. It's time for us to stand up. I call for all of us to meet in Washington, D.C., to organize a time and a place to meet. And I'm talking 100 million people marching for the restoration of the United States Constitution. We need to speak out. Give it a chance. Let's take our chances for 2022 and let's get rid of the Democrats. I don't just mean defeat them. I mean, let's rout them out of the government. Let's get rid of every single one of them so that we don't have to listen to their lies. We don't have to listen to their treason. We don't have to listen as they speak out against America constantly. We have to destroy them. And the way we do it, we start by marching into Washington, D.C., shutting down that city peacefully without violence, but unafraid to meet violence when it hits us between the eyes and the face. We have to be willing to go out there peacefully, but we have to be willing to fight this war too when it comes to us. America, don't be afraid to fight this war. Look at the reality. Look at who we are. Look at where we're headed. And look how fast we will be gone. This is not America anymore. This is Babylon. And he said he will defeat that nation. Unless we restore the United States of America, we are at enmity with God. And this government is at enmity with we the people. Let's stand up. Let's organize. Let's protest and not let fear grip us, but anger at what's happening to our nation, but concern and worry. And let us stand up and fight this Afghanistan right here in America, because Joe Biden is nothing but a Taliban. He is the American face of the Afghan Taliban. That's what he is. So is Kamala Harris and every single Democrat socialist. And I'm also want to issue a challenge to Joe Manchin and to Sinema, who are the only two Democrats who seem to still have a love for the nation. But if they're going to stay in this evil Democrat Party, I will not declare them as good Americans. They're working with the enemy. And as long as they're there, they are the enemy too. I challenge both of you, Senator Manchin. I challenge you, Senator Sinema. Leave the Democrat Party. Come to the Republican Party. Join it so you can have a voice that really has an effect. Get out of there. As long as you're there, we have no respect for you and we see you as the enemy. America, we can't let this continue. We cannot. We got to fight. We have to fight back. We have no choice in the matter. Otherwise, I give America maybe a year or 2 years, and we'll be a totally socialist nation. We're almost there now. And that when these things go to the court and they're struck down, stricken down by the court, they're going to pack the court with their own cronies. They're, you know, they're good old boys from their party that will always give them the approval for everything they don't like, and will always condemn and say unconstitutional for the things that they don't like. It's unbelievable. America, my fellow Americans, we the people, the moment is now. Let us have today for a day of mourning and remembrance, but let us remember who did this to us. Radical Islam, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, they were all working together. And now let's add one name to the list, Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. They are the American Taliban. They are the terrorists we face now, and they are far more dangerous than anything we've been fighting for the last 20 years. Stand up, America. Don't be afraid. Fight back. You better use your freedom of speech before it's gone. Use it or lose it, because that's what's coming. We have a responsibility to stand up, to fight back, and to do our best. And we cannot submit. We cannot coexist with these terrorists in Washington, these treasonous in Washington. It's got to stop. So I hope that you'll join me. And as we listen to some of the people here who give us their impressions of 9-1-1, and then I'm going to be asking others what they think about Joe Biden trying to force us to get a vaccine that we don't want, to try to force us to put something into our bodies that we don't want to have there. We need to fight back. We need to stand up, and we need to give it our all. We need to fight back. And if it's needed, war will be imminent. We have to stand up. This is our time. There'll be no other like it unless we use it now. Let's see what the people on the street, people just like you and me.
I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast, and I'm out here asking some rank and file Americans. We're 20 years after 9-1-1. How do you feel about America 20 years after?
Such as it's not as safe. It's what the government's doing right now is anti-American.
What do you think about? We fought the Taliban for 20 years, and then Joe Biden brought them back and gave us all our... Do you think that he did that on purpose?
That's the new world order to let empty the prisons and all like that, and they're just anti-American.
What do you think about him trying to force us to get the vaccine?
Good luck.
Good answer. God bless. I like it. Hello, sir. Hey, I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast, and I'm asking some good Americans. We're 20 years after 9-1-1 happened. Do you think we're better off or worse now?
Probably worse off after Biden screwed up the withdrawal.
Yeah, how do you feel about we fought the Taliban for 20 years, and then we just gave it back to them after we lost blood, lost treasure? How do you feel about that?
I think it was a stupid plan how they withdrew. I think when the next election comes by that people ought to voice their disdain by voting mostly Republican.
Absolutely. So second question is, Biden just announced he's going to do a mandate to force everybody to have the COVID vaccination. How do you feel about that? Do you think he has the authority to do that?
I'm not sure about whether he has the authority, but I don't think it's something that should be done.
Have you been vaccinated?
No.
Are you going to be because he said so?
No.
Me either. So if they come to your house, what are you going to do?
Not answer the door.
There you go. So do you think that he can have authority? He said he's going, for companies that have 100 or people more in their business, that either they get the COVID, get tested once a week, or get fired. Do you think he can do that? You going to submit to that?
I don't think he should, no.
Will you submit to it?
I don't have a job right now, so I don't have to worry about it. Well, I retired.
I want your life. God bless you, man. You're a good American.
Thank you.
God bless you. I knew you'd have a good opinion. I could see it on your face.
Yeah, by the way, I live in Texas, so.
Wow, that's even better.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Hi, I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast and asking some good Americans like yourself. We're 20 years after 9-1-1. How do you feel about America today?
With the leadership we've got, I don't think it's very good right now.
Do you think America can survive Joe Biden?
I hope.
Yeah. So how do you feel? We fought the Taliban for 20 years. And then after we defeated them, we not only gave back the country, we gave them $70 billion worth of weapons.
I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, it could be. Probably is.
Okay.
Hi, I'm with the Above the Ground Underground podcast and trying to reach out to some Americans about 911. And I'd like to have your opinion. We're 20 years after 911. We fought the Taliban for 20 years. Biden gave it back and gave them our weapons, $80 billion worth. How do you feel we are 20 years after?
After being
attacked. Are we safer?
I don't think we are now.
We were with Trump.
Yeah, especially now that they moved all the forces out over there, and they should have left a residual force.
And they left our people behind.
And they left our people behind.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And how do you feel about him closing the air base and taking the soldiers?
Oh, I think it's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think that he has the authority to force us to get the vaccine? He wants to do a mandate, or we lose our jobs?
No.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's not right. And I don't ever think that, you know, as him being the federal government, he can do that, but he can't do that for individuals.
Yeah, that's true, because he runs the federal government. I agree with you.
Yes.
Well, God bless you. You're a very informed American. You're a good American man.
Yeah.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Ma'am? I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast, and this is 911 anniversary, 20th anniversary, and asking good Americans like yourselves, America is safer now after 911, 20 years after, or worse? We lost thousands of people.
Yeah.
We gave our blood, our treasure, our time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Biden turned around and gave it all back to the people we defeated, including six.
And I know, like, the veterans that have come back that have PTSD, that have physical problems, that have had to deal with that, and are like, I gave all that for what? And now it's just gone. I understand that frustration, but I also understand that our forefathers, and especially in the Constitution, they wanted us to be separatists. They didn't want us to get involved in stuff like that.
Boy, do I agree with you, or what?
But, I mean, that's
You're
just from
smart.
What...
She's
I
good.
Mean, I... I have my degrees in anthropology, sociology, and in modern psychology. So history, culture, all that stuff, it's what I study. That's what I know. But it's hard. I mean, it's especially now with globalization. You got to get to with the other countries and stuff. But unfortunately, we don't know the true reasons why we had to get involved the way we did. I mean, we don't. I mean, it's gone back. It went back to the 80s when we were giving arms to, you know, and that caused
to
the rise. Yeah, they gave the rise to the Taliban and how we were trying to help out, and everything's been changing. So it's just one of those, I don't know, because I'm not in the room, as I like to say on Hamilton. I wasn't in the room when they made the steals, so.
Well, you know, doesn't it speak truth that not always the enemy of my enemy is not always our friend?
Exactly, 100%. You never know. And just because of the enemy of my enemy doesn't mean you need to be, because you don't know, they could be just as bad.
Well, I think you're a brilliant woman.
Well, thank you.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hi, I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast, and I'm asking some good Americans like yourself. This is 911, the 20th anniversary. I'd like to get your opinion. How do you feel? Did America safer and better off now, 20 years later, or are we wasting our time?
No. I think we're worse off than we've ever been.
How do you feel about... We fought the Taliban for 20 years. We defeated them. And then Biden gave it all back to square one and gave them $80 billion worth of our equipment.
Right. He did. And all of the equipment, like you say, all of the military equipment, helicopters, airplanes, guns, over 900,000 guns and everything like that. I think it's absolutely a catastrophe. I really do.
Do you think Biden, he announced the other day that he's going to do a... vaccine mandate to force us all to get our vaccines or lose our jobs. Do you think he has the authority to do that?
I really, to be quite honest with you, really don't know. I've read, yes, he has the authority through Health and Human Services, and then know that he doesn't have it. So I really
he truly know. Doesn't, according to the Constitution.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So would you submit to that?
Would I submit to it? My wife and I have had our vaccines. And we're probably going to get the booster.
So, like, if you had not had your vaccine and he told you you must, would you obey him or refuse?
No, I would do it on whatever I thought was right.
I think you're right about that. You know, I was considering getting the vaccine, but now that he's telling me I must, I won't. I won't submit to that obey.
I'm a physician. I'm a retired physician.
So how do you
feel
about it?
I feel like that in all probability, most people should get the vaccine, to be quite honest with you. But that's entirely up to the
individual. But that's a personal opinion.
That's exactly right. It is a personal issue.
How do you feel about Donald Trump?
I think I like him, but I dislike him at the same time.
But he's a good president, exactly, was he not?
He was a good president, and a lot of things went very, very well, and our economy and everything like that was really improving.
You're a good American. Well, God bless you, man. Yeah.
So as you can see, the American people have lots of opinions, and they're all against everything that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of the Democrat socialist idiots, everything that they're doing, they see it as a negative. They don't think America's any safer. Of course it isn't. We gave it away. How many thousands of Americans died to fight Afghanistan and fight the Taliban and to bring Afghanistan into a civil society? And we did it. We did it. Donald Trump, yes, he was going to get out of Afghanistan, but he warned the Taliban that if you lay a hand on one hair of an American, we will destroy you just like we did ISIS. They were terrified of him. And now, look here. Look what's happening in the world since Joe Biden became president. My goodness gracious. Now, China's very close to taking back Taiwan. I mean, I said taking back. That's actually not true. They never had Taiwan in the first place. Never did. But they know that Biden is a weak president. They know it. They know that they have the China Sea now because Biden will do nothing for it. The other day he called up and was making all kinds of concessions to Xi Jinping because he's weak and he's not in his right mind. He's senile. This is what's going on. Our world is so aware that America right now is the weakest it's ever been. This man is worse than Jimmy Carter. This man is worse than any president we've ever had. You know, it's just unbelievable that he can't even handle a press conference without being told who to call on, without being told when to stop. So this is Joe Biden that's president today. I noticed he did not give a live speech yesterday for the 911 memorial commemoration. He didn't do it because he knows nobody wants to hear him. He knows everybody's angry at him. He knows nobody wants him there. He knows everybody thinks he's not fit for the job. And he knows that nobody wants him there. And he knows very well that we cannot allow this to continue to go on. And what I would like to do right now is I want to take some snippets of his treasonous, totalitarian, and absolutely ridiculous mandate that he wants to do for the COVID vaccine. We want to look at it and have some comments on it, some commentary on it. So I'm going to be playing certain small parts of his stupid, ridiculous, tyrannical speech. And we're going to be talking about it here for the rest of the program. I want you to see that this, what this man really thinks about you, the American people, we the people, these are the things that he said about us, things that he said that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He's seeking to divide the nation. It's called divide and conquer. He wants to divide vaccinated people against non-vaccinated people. Why? We've always had the right
Many
to make our own choices on this.
Frustrated with the nearly individual. 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe,
well,
effective, and free.
Let me tell you, Mr. Biden, what's not free? Freedom. Liberty is not free. And we're willing to pay a high price for it. You want to hear who's frustrated? We, the people, are frustrated. You're spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars spending us into poverty without our permission. You are sitting in the Oval Office without our permission, without our votes, without winning the election, and you are trying to force something into our arms with a needle without our permission. That's frustrating, and you had better beware that you not frustrate us too much, because we, the people, run this country. Alexander Hamilton said himself, when questioned about building this into the law, putting that into the law, controlling the people, and he said, excuse me, sir, here the people govern. We are the governing body of the nation, not you, not senators, not congressmen and women, the American people. And we're going to get rid of you, and you're going to be gone. We do not fear you, but yes, We are frustrated with you because you are a liar with impunity, with no conscience, no morals. You are a liar. You want to know frustration? Very soon, you will see it. The American people are frustrated. Give me a good amen out there.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
See now that Biden tells us that this pandemic is being carried out and extended because of you and me if we haven't had the vaccine. We are being not asked, but told to take a vaccine that is still in the testing phase. Yeah, they've approved it, but it's never been done before. This vaccine, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, they both attach themselves to your DNA. It's a totally new technology that is totally unknown and completely dangerous. I talked to one of the people on the street here the other day, and he told me the moment he took the Pfizer vaccine, he lost his sight for 2 weeks in his left eye. Immediately, he said it happened to him. Like 10 minutes later after he got the vaccine, he started losing his sight. I won't play with something like that. Did you know if we change our DNA, our human DNA, 1%, we're no longer human. That's how tedious this is and how dangerous it is to take a vaccine that plays with people's DNA. Who knows what their ultimate goals are with that? Does that sound like a conspiracy theory? It's a theory and it's a conspiracy, but it's not a conspiracy theory. Until that is totally ruled to be safe and shown that it has no effect on our DNA, I won't touch it, will you? Now the Johnson & Johnson, you say, that's the old fashioned type of vaccine. Yes, it is. And it's also killed several people from causing blood clots and destroying their heart. Why do I want to take something like that? I will fend for myself. Now I wear a mask. I don't wear it for myself. When I'm teaching, when I'm out in a store, I wear the mask because so many elderly people and younger people too are afraid or even terrified of COVID-19, which means the government has done its job very well. This is not a pandemic. This is a plandemic. They planned this and they took it upon themselves to make it and to use it to control us. And the greatest outcome of it all was that they found out that the American people, many of us in America, are willing to be controlled, are easily manipulated, and easily made to fear. We have to show them we're not afraid. We're not afraid of him. We're not afraid of this government. And we're not afraid of this plandemic. We haven't caused this. We're not causing it to go on. They are. They want it to go on because that's all they have to run on. He can't talk about his record. There's nothing good there. He can't talk about anything he wants to do. There's nothing good there. He has to make us afraid. This guy is a Looney Tune, and we're not going to listen to him. Joe Biden, you are a usurper, and you are a liar. You've done nothing but lie to the American people about Afghanistan, about voting, about the election, about everything. And we will not listen to you. You simple as that. You come to my door, you're not coming in. Any of you, any government official. That's our home, and we have a right to our privacy and a right to our self-determination and individual freedom. So if you think that we are the pandemic of the unvaccinated, well, then this pandemic's gonna go on forever because millions and millions and millions and millions of us will never get that vaccine. Even if I wanted to get it before, now I wouldn't, simply because he's trying to force me to. I will not be forced to put something in my body that I don't trust. No matter, put a gun to my head, you might put it in my body, but it will be against my will, and you will never come into my house. Any government official, it's as simple as that. So that was our first little snippet.
The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, or overrunning
the
emergency rooms.
We're overrunning the hospitals, that we are a problem. We are in the way. We're not worthy of that, to make our own decisions. And that, you know, many people in the late night television jokesters who think they're funny but haven't been funny in years, they said, if someone who is not vaccinated is sick and comes into the emergency room, they should be told, you're over there, you're done, just die. That's what they said. That's what the liberals and the progressives want for you and me, just to die and get out of the way. They don't care about us. You know, Mr. Biden, you want to talk about being overrun? Keep treating we the people the way you are now, and you're going to be overrun in a way that you never, ever considered before. We will not sit still. We will not be led about by the nose by someone like you. You say you care about people, and yet you're willing to kill all of these unborn babies, whereas before you were against it. Now, because the world has changed, you said you can just kill them, no problem. It's because you're a heartless pig, and you have no goals for life, and you're done, and you're senile, and we reject you. I want to have a call out here to our patriotic men and women in the military and our patriotic police officers, both men and women. When you're called upon by this tyrannical president and by that tyrannical party, the Democrat Socialists, when you're called upon to come to our homes and force us to take a vaccine and to do what you know, because you're patriots, we love you guys. We support you guys. We're 100% behind you. You're patriots. You know what this president is calling upon us to do, and what he's calling on you to do as first responders of our country is unconstitutional and cannot be allowed. It must be rejected. When you're called upon to do this, I hope you will reject that call no matter what. You cannot come to our homes. You cannot enter our homes without our permission, and we will not let you. We love you guys, but you have a decision to make in the very near future. Are you going to support freedom, or are you going to support tyranny? To our military, members of the military, and to our police, we ask you to consider the American people. Those of us who are not vaccinated are the group that supports you the most. And I ask you to stand up and say no. Yesterday, I saw when Biden was in Pennsylvania and he was getting in his car. One police officer came up to him and said, "Why did you leave our people behind? Why did you do that?" That man is a hero. That man is courageous. That man asked the right question. And Biden said, "Tell me another way I could do it." Yeah, the right way. So I'm calling upon all military people and upon all our police forces to reject the call by anybody from government, be it local, state, or federal. We call upon you to reject the call, to just defile the Constitution, defile our liberty, and to force us to do something that we know is unconstitutional. I know you will not do that because you are patriots, and we love you, and we support you, and we need your support as well. We, the people, are more powerful, Mr. Biden, than you know, and we're going to frustrate you. You have no idea. It's not us who will be frustrated. It will be you, because we will not comply. Let's see what else this ogre, this old mind of muck, is trying to push.
Increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements. This is not about freedom.
Well, there you have it. Personal choice. Biden says here that he's going to mandate that we have a new rules to follow and that we're going to have to listen to him. And you know what? I'll tell you exactly what requirements are needed. It is required for you old muck-headed man who thinks he's a president. It is required that you read the Constitution. Read it. I know you don't care about it. You think it's just an old relic. Well, it's not for the rest of the country. You're the relic. You're just nothing but a relic yourself. Read the Constitution. What you're trying to mandate is not mandatable. I don't know if that's a word or not. I just created it if it's not. You cannot make a mandate out of something that is illegal. It is illegal. You may think you can make a law out of midair. You can sign executive orders until your rickety old fingers fall off. We're not going to follow it. We're not going to listen to it. We're not going to obey you. We reject you, and we will not comply. And you're telling us that this is not about freedom. This is not about individual choice. That's what it's all about. I have a right to take a vaccine or not take a vaccine. We will not be forced to do something that the government has no power to enforce except tyrannically. You cannot force us. You cannot make us do it. And we will not. We are going to frustrate you like crazy. We are not going to put up with your stupidity, with your Marxist rhetoric, with your Marxist policy. You are a Marxist, you stupid communist. You cannot force us to do it. We will not do it, because I'll tell you what, when you take a country and you whittle it down to nothingness as you're doing to America, and when this is a country that we love and cherish and that so many of us have died for, and you break it down into nothing but a banana republic and that is more like China than America, your buddies and your PayPal, when you do that, you make us have nothing to lose. We will have nothing to lose. And we will fight you like hell. You need to know that. We will not do it. So you can go ahead and think it's not about freedom. But Americans, America, my fellow Americans, if we don't stand up, there'll be no freedom for him to abuse. We need to stand up for liberty. We need to say, no, we run the country. In this country, sir, the people rule. What else has this man of bedlam? What else is this satanically possessed man who calls himself a president? What else does he have to say? Oh, it's painful just to listen to snippets of it.
My job as president is to protect all
Americans. No, he's talking about protecting us. We don't need his protection. He's the one that needs protection. He gets all this security and everything. We don't need protection. We live our lives by ourselves every day. We pay our bills. We pay our taxes. We go to work every morning. We support our families. And we love the nation. We don't need Joe Biden or anybody's protection. We need God's protection. I don't ask the government for anything. They ask me for plenty. They ask you for plenty. But I don't need it. I think about the words of C.S. Lewis, that great Christian writer and intellectual man, about this idea of protecting us, of someone doing something to protect us like the government. He said, this is a really good quote. He said, of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive of all. It would be better to live under a robber baron than under the omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron cruelly may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated, but those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. That fits perfectly to the Democrat Socialist Party and also quite a bit to the GOP, the Republican Party. I don't need the tyranny of the government caring for me. The ultimate outcome of government caring for us is it only thinking about itself. Governments are beasts. They don't have a conscience. They don't have a soul. That's why Joe Biden fits into the deep state so well. We don't want your protection. You could not even protect our soldiers in Kabul. You could not even protect our American citizens who were trying to come home. You could not even keep your promise or protect our allies who helped us in Afghanistan, who were counting on you. You have destroyed the reputation of America. You have destroyed the confidence in our allies in America, and we will not let you have more than you've already taken. Be aware of that and beware of your threats. We will not submit. So let's see what else is this little ogre, this little peon, this half of a man.
We've been patient.
Let's see what else he has.
But our patience is wearing thin. For the vast majority of you who've gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't.
Now we're told by this fake president, this cheating scoundrel, that his patience is wearing thin. And he's seeking to pit us against those who have been vaccinated simply because he wants to divide and conquer. He wants to take us down. Well, we'll let you know, Mr. Biden. Come on, Joe. You know it's the truth. The only ones that hate us are the ones that support you. You guys are tyrants. You guys are Marxist. And I love being hated by you and your cronies. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to do exactly as I think is right. And I will not do what I think is wrong. How about you out there listening to the podcast? Do you agree with me on that? I'm sure you do. We're not worried about those who might be pitted against us. No matter what we do, Donald Trump proved that. No matter what he tried to do to work together with the left, with the communists in our government, AOC or anybody, they still found fault with him. They still condemned him. They still treat him like dirt. So I wear it as a badge of honor. How about you out there? Don't you? To me, those are wounds of war, and there are wounds that I cherish. I don't want anything from you. I want nothing from you. I will accept nothing from you, and I will not accept any orders from you, because you are nobody. You are not the president of the United States. And you can go ahead and use those laws in a fake way, and you can bend them and break them, and you can destroy the Constitution. We are going to one day take it all back, and we're going to destroy the Democrat Socialist Party. It doesn't deserve America. It doesn't deserve our votes, and it is destroying America. America has fallen. We are no longer what we need to be, what we were prescribed to be in the Constitution. It doesn't mean we cannot bring it back. Right now, my friends, my patriotic brothers and sisters, we have time. We have 2022. That election is supremely important. It is our last chance to peacefully restore America. If we fail, I'm not sure we can restore America, because if we fail in the election, that means most of us don't care. If you care about America, if you care about your children's future when you're gone, if you care that America should remain exceptional and that America should remain the experiment that worked, that brought people together, that made people unified, that gave people liberty, and that gave people hope. If you believe that America is the last best refuge for the world, you need to go out and vote in the 2022 election. If you do not, the only alternative is the unspeakable one, the one that will change America forever, but the only hope of restoring freedom. I don't want to live in America if we're not free, do you? I don't want to live in a socialist, communist, Marxist, Bidenese America. Do you? I will not. This is our country. We fought for this country. We stood up for this country. We're constantly doing everything we can for our country. I'm a nobody, but I have a heart and I have a brain, and I'm an American. How about you? Let's get busy, America. This old crud Joe Biden wants to take your country and pull it down. He doesn't believe in American exceptionalism. He doesn't believe in America. He doesn't believe in you or me. It's time to say no more. We will not accept it. We rolled over and let him steal the election. We rolled over and let the Democrat socialists steal everything that we worked for. We cannot roll over again. If we do, it's over. The experiment will have failed. The experiment in freedom of letting people rule themselves. America, I'm working hard for this. You're working hard for this. We cannot just sit by and have us pulled down into this, in the slough of despondency, into the future of the ash heap of failed nations. We have got to stand up. If we don't, there'll be nothing that left. There'll be nothing left to stand up for. I'm pleading with Americans, don't submit to this tyranny. I'm pleading with you, fight back. Be willing to give up something that you might be able to keep everything. If we're not willing to sacrifice anything, then we're not willing to stand up for freedom. And then it's over. This, as I said in my last podcast, I say it again. The 2022 election is a referendum. It really is. It's a referendum on if Americans truly want to remain free. If Americans truly want to live in a great nation. If Americans truly stand up for what the Constitution protects from us. None of these things came from government. None of these things even come from the Constitution. The Constitution was written in a manner that seeks to protect the freedoms that we have from birth and from God, our creator. We receive these directly from God, and no rickety old cruddy man like Joe Biden, no rickety old woman like Nancy Pelosi, or no corrupt, immoral woman like AOC, Ilhan Omar, and all the cast of clowns. None of them can take it from us. God gave it to us, and we stand with God. I hope you will. I hope you'll stand with God. Don't stand with me. Stand with God, just like I am and just like you are, I'm sure. Don't let up. Don't give up. Don't cower. Don't be afraid to fight this war. Thank you all for being with me today. People just like me who need a voice of encouragement, who need a catalyst of power, that we might have the wherewithal, the courage, and the determination to restore America back to our U.S. cherished Constitution. Thank you very much to eternalaffairsmedia.com as well. I'm so proud to be a part of them. This organization is doing so much, more than anybody knows, to get the message out that freedom is not free, that freedom is expensive. It can cost you everything. And we're at the point now, my friends, where it's going to cost us so much, but losing it costs us everything. We at eternalaffairsmedia.com ask you to join with us, encourage us, help us. And we need some people to give us donations to help us keep going on and to reach out further. We are reaching critical mass in this country right now. With this old crud in the White House, we could lose our freedom on any day. The next step, if we allow him to forcibly put a needle in our arm, the next step will be forcibly taking your guns away, your right to self-determination, your right to self-defense. Stand with me, America. Stand as I stand with God, stand with me. And together, we will restore America and we will keep America free. Where were you, my friends, when the world stopped turning? When you saw the smoke rise up? Where were you? God bless you all. I love you all. We're at war, America. I think you can see it more clearly every day. I predicted many podcast episodes ago that a vaccine mandate was in the works, and now it's upon us. Let's stand up. Let's fight back. Let's acknowledge that we're at war. And let's tell ourselves to never be afraid to fight this war. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and I hope you'll join me next week for the Above Ground, Underground podcast. God bless America.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages? Speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun. Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching? Turn on I Love Lucy reruns. Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers? Stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?